Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve Zottke in a final inspection show with Marcus Ericsson, driver of the Errol Schmidt Peterson Motorsports car. And Marcus, fresh from Formula One. And David Hobbs is a friend of the show. And we followed your career through F1, and we were just mentioning on the show last week. In fact, I think we might have mentioned your name. If there's not a ride in Formula One, it's not like it was maybe a few years ago going to F1 or going from F1 to IndyCar. It's not necessarily a step down. That the IndyCar we felt was a little bit higher regarding the world of motorsports. Is that something you felt?
I don't know. I mean, I like to not compare too much the two series. I think both are great in their own way. I think from a driver perspective, it's been a great way for me to sort of show what I can do coming to IndyCar. I think it's more of a driver's championship, obviously with one spec cars. It's more about the driver and the team, and not so much about how big a team you're in, how much, you know, money you have to build a good car. And I think that's something that, if you're not in one of the top teams in Formula One, it makes it quite difficult to show what you can do out there on track. So for me, that's been the biggest thing coming to IndyCar and racing here, that, you know, you have a bigger chance, and the field, you know, the competition is so intense. You know, you have the whole field covered in a second and usually in a qualifying session, which is pretty impressive.
What's the biggest change between the two, whether it's competition or just that maybe you have a better chance with the cars, the way they're set up now across the field, I suppose, what you had to go through last year? Or
yeah, I think the biggest thing is just that every weekend, everyone that goes to the race have a chance to win, you know, whereas in Formula One, I did 5 years in bottom to middle part of the field teams, and you never once had the chance to win, you know, and that's something that's it's tough to accept when you go up all your career and trying to win races, and then you arrive to the top level and you cannot do it. So that's been tough when I was in Formula One, and that's what's been very exciting coming to IndyCar, that, you know, yes, it's very, very tough, and all the drivers, teams, is super high level, but for sure there is a chance, if you do everything right, to be on that podium and to win races.
What's the thing you like the most about the current spec car?
I think the way that it's a very difficult car to control. It's moving around a lot. It doesn't have a lot of downforce, so it means you as a driver have to work it a lot. And it's really like, you know, you see it on boards and you have to be really working that thing out there. And that's really enjoyable. And yeah, I really like that.
Is the comfort level going from race to race? Have you felt yourself getting more comfortable with the cars and set up and working with the team?
Yeah, 100%. I think, you know, this year is a learning curve, and I feel like every race I take steps there, understanding the car and the series more and more. I feel like we've shown in the races that we can be very, very strong and fight with the top of the field. We've had a bit of problems in qualifying. I'm still struggling a bit to understand the tires on new rubber over one lap. So we're working on that at the moment, and I feel like when we can get that sorted, we should be right up there and fight for podiums and victories.
And how was Ricky orientation program on the big oval?
It was good, yeah. I mean, I had the test in Texas a week before that, so that was good just to get sort of my first oval experience. So when I went into the rookie orientation, it was, you can never say easy, but it was, you know, easier than if I would have gone straight into it. But for sure, it was very special. You know, turning my first laps on the speedway here was a special moment. So, yeah, nice way to start a month.
Having James Hinchcliffe and Robert Wickens as teammates, have you been able to lean on them regarding chassis setups or working you through any difficulties so far this year?
Yeah, a lot. I think, you know, James is there all the time. He's very helpful and he's very open, and it's been helping me a lot getting up to speed. When I did my first oval test in Texas, he was there with me and helping me all the time. So it's been very good for me to have that experience from him. And then with Robbie, you know, we're speaking on the phone a lot about different things. And obviously, he went through this whole process last year.
Right.
So he has a lot of good advice to give me. So I've been very lucky to have both of them there to help me with all aspects.
What's your goals for the year and the IndyCar Series?
I want to win a race this year and try and be up there in the field as much as possible. I think championship position is difficult to say, but we definitely have the potential to win a race. So that's the goal.
Best of luck this year at Indianapolis. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, appreciate it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.